Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Having worked in a couple of different churches, I can say there's a definite difference in culture when you're working in a church or really any Christian organization. What is it about that church leadership culture that can actually work against a leader like yourself being healthy?
I think it's pressure. I think the demands are enormous in any size church, small, medium, or large. And so to live out emotionally healthy spirituality, as we call it today, requires you slow down, requires you be reflective, requires that you look at yourself. These are hard things to do. But actually, the book is written for marketplace leaders as well. I mean, it applies to any Christian involved in any leadership. But I'd actually say that in some sense, all Christians are leaders, and we all have influence over others, whether we're parenting, whether we're a mom at home or a dad at home, or whether we're a carpenter leading a team on a construction site. We're all bringing influence wherever we go. But to be an emotionally healthy leader, that requires prayerful reflection, and one is on an inner journey of growth as well as an outer journey of, you know, seeking to bring Jesus to every situation. That's just, you know, the problem is that there's so much coming at us, it's easy to ignore it, and we just do the immediate and get it done and move on.
And yet you mentioned so many times that getting that base, getting those roots established of how you deal with all those situations is really what's essential to becoming a great leader and remaining a great leader. How did you realize that maybe that infrastructure within yourself wasn't what you thought it was?
Well, you know, it actually came about because I was in a situation where I needed to have some difficult conversation with some folks who were in leadership. And I kept avoiding them. And the question is, and why was I avoiding it? And so I realized the church was stuck until I led it. And it really took me, I mean, my wife, Jerry, she's amazing. I mean, she saw it, of course, more clearly than I did initially, and says, Pete, you know, there's something going on here inside of you because it's so obvious. A couple of folks do need to move on and from leadership, and that you're not doing anything and you're kind of doing their job rather than have the conversation. And so it took me actually, I mean, I ended up going to a mentor, a Christian counselor, and really got in touch with some stuff of my own genogram and my own family of origin. And why was I not having these conversations? And to make a long story short, I came to the point saying, either I'm going to lead this church with integrity, or I need to resign.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.